I'm in Tooting Common this morning because plans to reduce the amount of people patrolling parks in Wandsworth have met with a mixed reaction. Wandsworth Council are proposing to replace the existing 22 park police officers with 16 metropolitan police officers. And what they say is they're replacing less trained officers with fully trained constables from the Met, and in the process will save £800,000. But critics, of course, say it's still six less people. And Leonie Cooper, who's a Labour councillor here in Tooting for Wandsworth Council, was at a meeting last night. Leonie, just explain what happened to that on that meeting.
We took a decision, which I did not vote in favour of, to potentially disband our local parks police. And the reason I'm against that is because Wandsworth has huge open spaces, not just parks but also commons. We need a dedicated force who understand the requirements of the commons, and it would also cost a huge amount of money in redundancy costs, which means that any potential savings are outweighed by huge amounts that we would be paying out upfront in redundancy to a very dedicated team who I think do a good job.
Well, this is what it's all about, isn't it? £51 million the council have got to cut. £800,000 getting rid of this parks police service, replacing them with Met officers, is just easy, isn't it? That's a good option, surely.
An £800,000 saving but a £600,000 cost doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense. And we've got no guarantee that these officers will be dedicated to the needs of the parks and commons. And we've got a lot of space here in Wandsworth. It's one of the things that makes it a great place to be.
OK, thank you, Leonie. Also, Gillian Brightwell's here, the chair of the Friends of Tooting Common. And Gillian, just explain to us how much you depend on Wandsworth Parks Police.
Well, they're basically there whenever we've got a problem, whether it's a big problem or just a minor problem. We can phone the Parks Police. Quite often it'll be something like reporting a duck in trouble, and they will send that information to the appropriate people. Quite often it's patrolling the cycle path to make sure that we're not mown down by aggressive cyclists at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's keeping an eye on the dog's behaviour around the cafe, around the lake in spring, and it's making sure that various woods don't get overtaken by the prostitutes and the drug dealers. So we feel very, very safe on Tooting Common, but we're also very worried that if we lose our local police and our local contact for the small niggling faults, that we're going to get some really big problems on this common in the future.
OK, Gillian, thanks for that. Also, Richard is here. He's from the Tooting Common Management Advisory Committee. And Richard, you've got a story, haven't you? Something that happened a couple of years ago, your experience with the Met trying to police this park.
I do. We can see the advantages that the council are after, but this story illustrates the risks that we do not want to take. My wife was walking on the common very early one morning, saw what she thought might have been a body, was too nervous to approach for understandable reasons, came home, should we call the police? Yes. We didn't know about the Parks Police at that point and called the Met. They said, where? Tooting Common, where's that? We told them where that was. We tried to explain where the body was. They hadn't a clue. Could we go out and guide them? No, we were getting our children ready for school. In the end, they came round to the front door and asked if they could borrow a map and could we show them where this was. And that really is too much to risk.
Do you think then local people, your organisations, will fight to keep the Parks Police service?
We have to have a good service, and that's to have a good service that has to be local. It has to have local knowledge. It can't be done by general policing who are rotated around one area, then another area.
Thank you very much, Richard. Well, later on The Breakfast Show with Gabby Roslin and Paul Roseby this morning, I'll be joined by Sarah McDermott. She's the Wandsworth Conservative councillor, and she'll be telling us why they'll be cutting these 22 officers in Wandsworth.